Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Layla, the original version of that, by the way. Welcome back. 23F, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jerry Silberman, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member. Jerry is the founder of Corporate Turnaround. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find out how he helps companies like yours when they get upside down. But Jerry, you're also very handy when it comes to helping people not get themselves into a bind. What do we do? How do we say, if somebody's out there saying, you know what, I don't think I'm there yet, but I feel like I'm in a slippery slope here. Some of the things he's talking about, I'm feeling a little bit of that feeling, like I'm being pressured, and I have resources. I've still got some equity. My business is good. I can, you know. How do I tell if I'm in jeopardy, and how do I get out of this?
The way you're describing that, you're in the same position. So many small business owners, it's unbelievable. Where things are not that bad, business is still good. You hit a rough patch. Cash flow is a little tight, but mm-hmm. It's not at the end of the world. But now, what do you do? And what we see now, there is more financing, more capital available to small businesses than ever before. Now, you don't hear about that from the banks, and it's not coming from the banks. It's coming from what we call cash advance companies or merchant cash advance. There are tons of them. It's a booming industry, and they're so popular now, and they call every single small business in America offering them money. Want me to tell you how easy it is for them to get money? They basically look at your bank statement. So let's say you give them your last 6 months bank statement, and you're generating deposits on average of $50,000 a month. Mm-hmm. They will, it's not called a loan, it's called an advance, but they will advance you $50,000, which you will have to pay back, let's say, over 6 months. Okay, so it's a short-term loan, but all of a sudden, small business guy says, hey, wait a minute, wow. I can get $50,000. That's going to clear up my
seductive
cash flow problem just like that.
Very seductive.
Except by the end of the 6 months, now you're paying back every single day. It's coming, that payment back to them is coming out of your cash flow. It's great at first when there's an influx of money, but 4 to 5 months down the road, you're back in the same position you were. Plus,
only worse,
you have the interest on the debt, whatever you call
VIG.
It. They don't call it interest.
Well, those guys,
now you're deeper.
Well, those guys,
debt.
It's called a VIG.
Jim, it's the biggest business in America right now.
Yeah,
I'm having dinner tonight with the president of their association, and it's an incredible, incredible business because obviously they're borrowing the funds for a lot less money. But as you can imagine, when you're giving money away that easily, your default rate will be high, tremendous default rate. Let's say 10% will default. However, based on when you're charging 65% interest and more, I would say the average interest when you annualize it is probably over 80%. Insane.
Yeah.
So that's
the way they do it is not usury, right?
That's why we call it an advance. And it's actually a purchase. What they do in the contract, for the most part, is they say, we are purchasing your future receivables at a discount. Well, it's a purchase. It's not a loan.
That's how they get around the usury loss. That's how they get around the usury loss, folks.
There are none, because it's a purchase. That's the difference. It's not a loan.
So, okay, we don't do that. What are some of the other things? So let's say that we take your advice on that, and we got a stone cold do it ourselves. How do we do that?
That's where you negotiate with your creditors. See, people would write, here, Jim, someone comes up to a small business owner who has cash flow, who has a debt problem, and they say, I say, let's restructure your debt. Let us restructure your debt. We got the greatest track record in the world. We probably saved more businesses than anyone in America. Sounds pretty impressive. I can give them any kind of credentials that they could possibly want.
Right.
On the other hand, there's someone calling them and saying, hey, you could pay off all your debts right now. Within 3 days, I could have you that $50,000. Which will the business owner pick every time?
So are you saying... So let's say I've gotten in a little bit of a bind with one of my vendors. As a critical vendor, I need them to sell my stuff. And I go to them and I say, guys, I've gotten into a bind here. I need you to work with me over the next year, maybe 18 months, to work out of this. But I need you to keep selling me stuff. But I need to work out a payment schedule, and I'll pay you interest to do this. But right now, I can't do it with my bank. And would that be a way to do it?
Well, that's one way to do it. But what's happening is, just like I said earlier in the show, you're giving them your end game where I need to be.
Well, but my point is, these are people I'm not going to be able to go 50-50 on or 25% because when you do.
Hello? Okay. So, Jim, so what I think you should do is not just negotiate with the vital creditor that you're talking about. You need to negotiate with other creditors, the ones that aren't vital, so you can afford to pay the vital creditor according to terms.
Right. Hey, Jerry, good job today. CorporateTurnaround.com, right?
Or TurnaroundStories.com. In the beginning, you said, you know, what kind of stories he'll have. There's about 100 different stories. TurnaroundStories.
I like that. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.